Welcome to Meeple Podcast, Season 4.
Welcome to a new episode of the Meeple Podcast. First of all, I would like to thank you, Kyrgyzstan Ukraine, for their support for the podcast and the YouTube channels for the promotion of the game, thanks to this new website known as Kyrgyzstan.gg, where they have made an effort to make it visually attractive, with updated content and which invites the rest of the community to share their scheduled duels, friendly matches and the events that take place around Kyrgyzstan, with links to their streamings and reference websites. A big huge to Sergei Sakharenko for Meeple Podcast. And this time we have with us a guest who has already been on the channel. He's Nico Willemans, but this time he comes as the recent Belgian League champion of this new 2024 edition, taking over from Karn, who shares the 2024 title with Nico, but in the online edition. Welcome, Nico. How are you?
Hello, Joaquin. I'm fine, thanks. Very busy these days. I've had a lot of live tournaments in the last weekends. And regarding online, a lot of activity as preparation for the upcoming WTCOC.
I suppose you would agree with the comment about the work Kyrgyzstan Ukraine is doing, wouldn't you?
I totally agree. It's great to have a website that brings all information together. It facilitates a lot of things for the regulars, and it will definitely help new players to the scene to see what the Carcassonne world is all about, instead of having to piece everything together by themselves.
Do you think the success of these websites, apart from its usability, could have been different if it wasn't for the organization of the Carcassonne Champions League?
I believe the CCL was definitely a catalyst for the success of the website. For me personally, the CCL wasn't a big success, as my results were a bit lacking. But in general, it was a great tournament. It also introduced us to some new live streamers with Otto Nallerheim from Finland and Vamos Cosmos 719 from the US. I can see the tournament grow to become even more important in the future. Definitely if it would receive organizational support from the global online Carcassonne community.
Wow, I didn't know this other guy doing streamings. I have to check him out. Well, both you and Nicolas Victor have a characteristic of supporting the rest of the community, like many other players such as Merlin Quaresma, Elias Mochan, Dan Shard, etc., who allow other groups to make their dreams come true. Recently, we have seen how Zvonimir Vlajic, Bluestone BJ, has managed to form a team. His debut was with Carcassonne Belgium, and very recently you have been publicizing the idea of getting players for Finland, where Otto Ikonen, Nallerheim BGA is putting together a national team also to participate in this WTCOC 2024.
Yes, where it is possible, we try to support and help the WTCOC and other organizations. It is also our opinion that the more countries take part in the WTCOC, the better. Nicholas is very active in trying to persuade new countries to participate.
Yeah, it's very interesting and important. Congratulations. Regarding to the World Team Championship, I would like to know what are the expectations of Belgium. You being the captain and representing your teammates, how do you see yourselves for this edition?
Well, I think we have a very solid team. I actually expected to have two newcomers who had reached master level in the recent past, but they failed to qualify. I think that says something about the quality in general of the players we have. Crafty Rav is back, and the only real newcomer in the WTCOC will be Karkaroth 9, a player who has reached a podium spot in the World Championship in Essen. Our regular crew have upped their game, as can be seen by the ELO improvements they made. In first instance, we hope to do better than last year, but our ambition must be to try and do even better than our best performance up to date. This would mean reaching the semi-finals. Of course, the group draw can already have a big influence.
I don't want to say goodbye without first asking you about the tournament that made you the winner of Belgium face-to-face. Tell us about the experience now that it is fresh in your mind.
Oh, where shall I begin? I didn't go with big expectations this year, since my recent online results weren't very good. But I knew I was going to have a good time nonetheless, seeing so many familiar faces. Let's just go through the day. As you know, in Belgium, we first have to go through a minefield that is 3-4 player games. In my first game, there was already a very crucial moment. My three opponents were on the verge of completing a big city together when I was able to draw a tile that could prevent that from happening. After I won that first one, I sat at the winner's table with fellow teammates Nice Dicer and Crafty Ruff. I can't say I remember much of that game, just that I won. So, in my last 4-player game, I just needed not to be lost. Moby Dick was also at that table. I was able to get a second place there to qualify for the last 16. Then it was wait and see which other players survived the 4-player rounds. It was already clear that defending champion Karel Verheyden was not getting a chance to defend his title, and other 2 or 3-time champions didn't make the cut either. It looked like some other great players would already be out as well, but when it was announced that Crafty Ruff Mesotten and Nicholas Gina Victor did make it through with places 15 and 16, I knew it would be very hard. In the first knockout round, I had to play against another online familiar. That was probably the easiest game of the knockout round. After that, I had to play Fabian Mouton, a player who recently reached master level on BGA with his alternative account. It was a game in where I had a good start, building up a nice city and monastery, but then both got blocked. In the end game, I was able to block his best scoring features to squeeze out a win. In the semi-finals, I encountered the other pillar of Carcassonne Belgium, Nicholas Victor. Probably the best live player of the recent years, being first and third the previous 2 years. In that game, I was lucky to get some early good monasteries, and being under time pressure, I invested my last meeple on the field of a splitter tile, only earning me 3 points at that time. But after getting a meeple back by Nicholas, completing a then joined city, I was able to score big on it because of getting 2 city caps after that. We ended the game with only 3 and 2 seconds on the clock. In the final, I had to face Niels Ongena, not an online player, but I knew he was very capable, having played and lost against him 2 years before on a draw. The final came down to a field battle. While he tried to block off my necessary field connection, I was lucky to draw the only fitting tile left, a monastery with road. When he tried to equalize the field again, I was able to block off his connections, securing the win. I ended the game with only 1 second on the clock and was the new Belgian champion. It was my day. To become a champion, you not only need to play good, you also need to have some luck at some points. I definitely made some mistakes, but in the end, I made use of it or got less punished for it than the ones my opponents made. If you look at the record that day, my last 3 opponents only lost to me, so I guess it is a deserved title. If people are interested, they can rewatch these last 3 games as they were live streamed and commented on Nellerheim's YouTube account. I'm very looking forward to the World Championship now, something I could only dream of before. The thing I will have to work the most on is my time management. Time pressure in the end game is a serious issue for me, as I tend to end games with having to still play a lot of tiles with only 1 minute on the clock, and finally ending with only a couple or even 1 second.
Nico, I wish you the best of luck, and this will be a very special year for Belgium, I'm sure. A huge thank you for accepting the invitation again on Meeple Podcast.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, and I hope I will get another invitation in the future, because that would mean something good has happened again.
I wait for it. To all the listeners, a huge and see you in the next episode.